This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, the website classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A fantastic website. If you haven't had time in the past to explore it, maybe you are at home on the couch today and sitting the computer on your lap, great opportunity to check out the website classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Class Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you or they can help you as an employer when it comes to retirement planning. Another great opportunity there is the opportunity, of course, for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just look for the little envelope that says Stay Current there. You can put in your email address like I did. You get a weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. You also get a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that all at classfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Class Financial. Don't forget that first get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial is complimentary or over the phone at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, our retirement planning professionals would love to answer your questions this morning. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And we are joined this morning by C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. First day of spring.
Woohoo! It doesn't...
Doesn't feel like
no,
it, does it?
No, it's kind of so weird. Everything's so weird right now. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
I was going to say happy spring, and I don't care if it doesn't feel like it. We're excited because winter is winding down, folks.
Yeah, the nice thing right now is when we get the snow, it melts. You don't have to worry about having it shoveled or shoveling it yourself. So we got a fun and exciting show ahead. Great information about understanding retirement plans that come through your employer. There are some great tips ahead, some great information ahead. Also, you want to pay close attention to our conversation because each and every week, friends from Kloss Financial offer up a fantastic prize for the Kloss Quiz Question Week, and this week is no exception. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card for Kohl's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program, but as mentioned, pro tip, listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about employer-sponsored and maximizing your choices when it comes to retirement plans, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only review the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, we had a lot of listeners call in last week, so thanks for listening, and congratulations to our winner. They had the correct answer to this question. What is the maximum you can put away into an IRA in 2020 if you're over the age of 50 with the catch-up provision? So it was multiple choice. Is it $5,000 or $7,000? Correct answer is if you're over the age of 50, you can put away a total of $7,000. So it would be $6,000 plus a $1,000 catch-up. And last time I was looking at the market, I think you can buy a lot on sale right now. So it might be a good time to be investing.
Really?
So, we'll talk about that a little later.
Really good stuff. And of course, you're going to want to stay tuned for all of that. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas again come to us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So one of the areas I assume you guys help clients with, actually, pretty sure I know this, is of course understanding their retirement plans that they may have with their employers, and of course maximizing, that's a big word right there, maximizing their choices.
Yes, this is a big area where we focus with our clients, because of course they're thinking to themselves, there's many different ways for me to save for the future. As a matter of fact, we'll have people come in commonly and say, you know, somebody told me a 401k is not a good way to go, I should buy real estate. And we've talked about this before. We actually don't mind real estate at all. We think it's a great way to save for the future. However, you don't get a match when you put money into real estate. You also don't get a tax deduction. You may get depreciation, but depreciation eventually has to be paid back when you go to sell that thing. So the long and the short of it is, there's many ways to save for retirement, but most certainly one of the greatest ways for you to save for the future is right through your employer-sponsored retirement plan. Now, the first question you have to ask is, what type of a plan is available to me? Is it a 401k, a 403b, or a 457 plan, or a profit-sharing plan, or a cash balance pension plan? There's all these different names, and truth be told, they're all pretty good. You just have to kind of understand some of the differences of them and how you should be engaging them and whether or not your employer does a match or a safe harbor or a profit share. And knowing these things is important, which is why eventually some people generally seek out professional advice, because they kind of go, I think I know what I'm doing, but not really. Now, if your employer does not offer a 401k plan, or if you're self-employed, then we start looking at things like simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, or traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs. So there's a lot of different types of retirement accounts. You just have to work with somebody or on your own to figure out which is the one that you need to engage. But of course, this concept of maximizing contributions comes up. So first things first, if your employer offers a match, so not a safe harbor contribution, because that's different, but some sort of a match, you need to know what that is. I have to be frank with everybody. When you come into my office and I say to you, does your employer match contributions? And like 70% of people go, oh, I think so, but I don't really know. I'm going, excuse me? Excuse me? Now, in most of these circumstances, the 70% number I threw out there, they're contributing enough to get the match. They just don't know what it is. So I can live with that. But you should know how they match and up to what percent. So commonly people say, I think they match 3%. And it turns out they match 50 cents on the dollar up to 6%, meaning you have to put in 6 to get their 3. And so you need to know how much they match and how they match, because that is just free money you're bypassing if you don't do that. Also, in 2020, you can put $19,500 into your 401k plan if you're under the age of 50, with an extra $6,500 if you're over the age of 50. So 19.5 plus 6.5 is $26,000 that you could put into your 401k plan on either a pre-tax basis or a Roth basis if you're over the age of 50. And finally, as it relates to all of this retirement plan stuff, it's important for you to know how you save and where you save and what you save into makes a big difference. Because some people just go, I'm just going to save. And here's what I mean by this. According to Go Banking Rates, as of October 2019, an estimated 46% of U.S. workers use a regular savings account to stock away funds for retirement. Let that sink in. 46% just use a regular savings account. Now, why does that matter? Well, number one, you're not getting a tax deduction when the money goes in. You're not getting tax deferral as it grows. You're not getting tax-free if it's a Roth. You're not getting any tax benefit. Oh, and by the way, savings accounts right now are paying legitimately nothing. And maybe if you get a high-yield savings account, the highest I'm seeing right now is about 1.25% a year. Okay, the absolute highest. So listen, that's not a great choice. And by the way, on top of that, only 30% are saving into a 401k and 14% are putting money into an IRA. So here's the point. Savings money market CDs are somewhere between 1.5% and below, even with the volatility of the market, you guys. And I know it's freaking people out right now. If you have questions, call into our office later on. We can kind of talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. But even with the volatility of the market, you're talking 8%+ average rates of return over long stretches of time in the stock market. So because of that, investing in things that can grow your money above inflation is going to be critical if you're investing for the long run.
Really good stuff. And one of the things, if you've been listening to the program for a while, you'll know, and there's some great opportunities if you haven't heard some of the previous programs. There is a place for savings accounts. There's a place for savings. There's a place for that rainy day fund. And CJ and Malia go into depth on that as well in some of the previous shows. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. You can listen to the podcast there. That's KlossFinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can also submit a question on the website to be read right here on the air with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. If you have questions right now, we can get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk about target funds. You may have heard of these things. What are they? What role do they play? We'll find out from CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also call in now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. 1310. As a matter of fact, Dennis joins us. Dennis, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got a question concerning now, not today, but like in a month or two when the markets look like they're going to recover. Mm-hmm. Would that be a good time to do a conversion from a regular IRA over to a Roth IRA because you'd be transferring a lot smaller amount of money?
Dennis, such a great, sophisticated question. The answer is absolutely yes, if you kind of, I'll call it qualify, or if you should be doing a Roth conversion in the first place, Dennis. So there's a number of qualifiers for people who should be doing Roth conversions. They have to have enough that they don't need the money, that they think it'll go to their kids. They have to have a long enough time frame. They have to have cash available to pay for the conversion. There's all these other elements that have to line up for a Roth conversion. But for purposes of your question, I'm going to assume that the answer to that is yes, that you are qualified for the conversion. If you are qualified for a conversion, there is never a better time to do a conversion than when the market is down, because you're converting more shares, right? You're converting more shares so that when you move it over and it recovers, you have more tax-free money. So Dennis, awesome question. I hope everybody's listening. Because if you're in that category where Roth conversions is something you're considering, you should talk to your advisor.
Yes, that's what I thought. And I thought, you used to be able to take a mulligan, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Where at the end of year, if it wasn't advantageous, you could change it back. Now, I've heard that they've changed that, so that's no longer an option. So, there's a gamble involved.
Yeah, there's a gamble, not really. Ed Slott is a retirement specialist, and he used to suggest that people convert their entire IRAs every year and then just basically bail back out of them once you get to October. And effectively, this is causing the IRS such a headache that they were having to basically recharacterize all these conversions in October that they just said no more of that. You can't recharacterize these things later on. I think it's called recharacterize. Doesn't matter. You can't do that anymore. You can't allow it to go all the way out into October and then say, just kidding, I'm not going to do that conversion anymore. If you do a conversion, you're stuck with it.
Great information. Great question, Dennis. And that frees open a line for you, too, as well, out there at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. I think a lot of us have, if we are somewhat familiar with our 401k, have probably heard the term target fund. What exactly is that, and is it something we should be considering?
Well, you know, it's a great question because these have been around now probably for close to a decade. And I think there was a little bit of a fallacy back in 2008 when we went through the last big crisis, which was, if I have my money sitting in that lifestyle fund, it's just taking care of me. Well, in some degrees it is, because the way those are set up, I'll call them target funds. They're also called lifestyle funds or life path funds. There's different terms for them. But essentially, they all do the same thing, which is they take investment choices within your retirement plan, and they make allocations appropriate, supposedly, for your age, appropriate amount of risk for your age, basically your temperament, your years till retirement, and the one part it doesn't work so well is your own circumstances, because honestly, you can't pick a fund and the fund understands who you are. So that's a little difficult. But we know that saving for retirement is never easy, and when you're looking at those 401k choices that CJ referenced or your 403b choices, you see this list sometimes of all these different individual funds. And so the good news on a target fund is that it eliminates some of that guesswork. So I can look out and say, well, I'm 30 years old and, you know, retirement will be 35 years from now. So I'm going to select a fund that coordinates to, you know, 2065 or whatever the numbers are, which ideally is minimizing my risk as I get closer to that date. So the funds, the lifestyle funds or target funds, they're designed to slowly reduce the amount of exposure you have to equities and so forth, and enhance your bonds and also your cash. But again, these funds don't solve everything because they don't know hey, he keeps an excess amount in cash, or I can't sleep through the night, so perhaps it's actually more risky than I should be in. But it does get you started. So it's not that these are bad. They help eliminate some of that guesswork. But you have to understand that target date funds don't guarantee a return. And we saw, again, that happened in 2008. People were like, well, I thought I would have this amount of money when I went to retire. And it doesn't guarantee that. It's hopefully just reducing that exposure for you as you get closer. You still, at some point, probably need to have a professional look at the whole situation for you. And they'll probably say, yep, that makes sense, looks good. But again, the actual target fund doesn't understand you personally. So sometimes the fund may take too much or too little risk, depending on when you actually are going to retire. Because again, you're assuming you're going to retire, 5 years out, 10 years out, or whatever that may be. And your circumstances may be such that you're not going to retire that soon, or you're going to retire sooner. So you have to look at the whole picture. Again, they're a good place to start as you're investing, and many 401ks or 403b plans, that may be your only choice, is to pick a lifestyle fund. But just choose it carefully, mindful of your own circumstances.
Definitely some great considerations to be making. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great website with a lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You'll get a link to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's going on in the financial markets. All of that available at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. So as we're talking this morning about... Of course, about your employer retirement plans and maximizing those choices, opportunities. Let's talk then about, and Malia mentioned in that last segment a little bit about different choices you may have for a 401k. Let's talk then about, with those choices, can you save that into a Roth or a 401k? What should we be doing, and how much should I be putting away?
Yeah, we continue to get a lot of confusion with this because commonly people will say, I know I can't do a Roth if my income is too high. What they're talking about, by the way, just to clear the air, is a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA has income limits. If you earn too much, you cannot go through the front door to make a contribution to a Roth. For those who are really sophisticated, you're laughing because there is such a thing as a backdoor Roth contribution, but I'm not going to talk about that today. So commonly people say, yeah, I wanted to do a Roth, and I'm kind of young, but I can't. And I'm like, no. You are part of a 401k. 401ks, if they offer it, have both pre-tax, aka traditional, and Roth contribution options. There is no income limit on that. And remember those limits we talked about in terms of total contribution of $19,500 or $26,000 if you're over the age of 50. That is any combination thereof, right? So I could do half into Roth, half into the pre-tax 401k, and it's all under the umbrella of 401k, right? 401k Roth, 401k pre-tax. The total contributions are limited, so hopefully that clears the air on what that is. Now, the other part that people say is, which one should I do, of course? And I can't answer that for you. That's a bigger discussion. It really has to do with how many years you have to retirement, what your top tax bracket is today versus what you think it will be in retirement. So commonly people will say old people shouldn't do Roths. And I go, not true. They sometimes should. Other people will say young people should always do Roth. I say, not true. Sometimes they shouldn't. So it actually depends upon your circumstances, and a lot of different factors play into it, but something to talk with your advisor about.
Really good information, as always, and great consideration. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, they join us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. You can always call in, get on the air right at the top of the show at 321-1310. Kloss Financial, their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com. When you're at the website, not only a lot of great information about Kloss, you can also submit a question. This week's Money in Motion Listener Question Corner is about from Gerald, and he wrote in asking the following question. He says, I'm planning on retiring this September. That's awesome. And we'll be turning 65. I know that I'll need to be signing up for Medicare for my health insurance. What do I need to know in advance? Great question.
Yeah, thanks for submitting the question, Gerald. That's a good one. So 65, Gerald, you're exactly right. Medicare is the exciting part of 65. As a matter of fact, we call this the retirement utopia.
Yes.
So anyway, with that being said, a great website that we can refer you to is mymedicarematters.org/Medicare checklist. Again, you could probably even Google this, just Medicare Matters checklist. But anyway, the point of this is to say it gives you a rundown of kind of a schedule of what you should do before turning 65. And I'll just give you a quick summary here. So 6 months before turning 65, talk to someone who's in the professional field of Medicare and Medicare supplements. You just want to start getting an understanding of what to expect. And they're going to talk to you about what we call the ABCDs of Medicare. Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. And it's important for you to know what those ABCDs are and how you pay for them. Then 4 months before turning 65, compare plans for coverages. So talk to that specialist and start comparing plans that are available to you in your region. And then finally, 3 months before you turn 65 is when the initial enrollment period begins. So you should plan on trying to get signed up for Part A and Part B, unless you have some sort of special enrollment period. What I'm referencing there is typically people get signed up for Medicare, but they then stay on their group plan until, say, 68 when they retire, and then a new special enrollment period begins once they retire and they can jump onto Parts B. But you still need to, even before you turn 65, even if you're not going to sign up for full-blown Medicare, you need to go through the basics of at least starting, you know, Part A of Medicare. So again, 6 months before, talk to a specialist. 4 months before, start comparing plans. And then 3 months before, get signed up.
You too can be like Gerald. Just submit your question at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Kohl's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans use a regular savings account for their retirement savings? Is it 25% or 46%? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Kohl's. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.